The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, and welcome to your Victory Monday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Steven Serta. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, January 30th.
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. Don't ever, 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 and I'm looking at the camera when I say this, disrespect Arrowhead. I don't care how many times you done beat us. Don't ever disrespect Arrowhead Stadium. G-E-H-A!
Those Chiefs are headed to a third Super Bowl in four seasons after a 23-20 AFC Championship game win over the Cincinnati Bengals. It was a hard-fought win that saw Kadarius Toney, Juju Smith-Schuster, L'Jarius Sneed, and Mecole Hardman all leave with injuries for the Chiefs. Chiefs fought from start to finish, putting together one of the most impressive defensive performances of the season. Chris Jones was an unstoppable force along with the rest of the defensive line that put pressure on Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow from start to finish. This defense finishes the game with 5 sacks on Burrow and they forced 2 turnovers. Patrick Mahomes entered this game clearly slowed by an ankle injury and the defense stepped up in a big way. Add on the wide receiver injuries and the Chiefs were so short-handed on offense, it had all the late game feel of past losses to the Cincinnati Bengals, but the Chiefs never wavered. Spags put together one of his best game plans of the season and secured a third Super Bowl appearance in 4 seasons. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are now headed to their third Super Bowl in 5 years since Mahomes took over as the Chiefs starter. An absolutely remarkable run that was for once won on the defensive side of the ball rather than on the back of an injured Patrick Mahomes. The biggest storyline out of this game was absolutely without a doubt the Chiefs' dominant play up front on the defensive line.
Burrow up top, and he is intercepted by Watson, who has an interception for the second straight week.
This Chiefs run has been built on the back of Patrick Mahomes. He's an otherworldly talent who's on a historic run to start his career. To put it simply, there's never been anyone who's found this level of success this early in their career in the NFL. Mahomes is about to be a 2-time MVP winner. He's already a Super Bowl champion. And he's hosted 5 straight AFC Championship games as he now heads to his 3rd Super Bowl appearance. An unbelievable run for the Kansas City Chiefs, but Sunday's win was all about this defense. The Chiefs entered this offseason staring at the biggest roster overhaul they've faced in the Mahomes era, and Brett Veach absolutely delivered. Sky Moore had a huge return that set up a game-winning field goal after he'd been a liability in the return duties all season. Jalen Watson, the 7th-round rookie cornerback who found himself in a starting role, came up with another huge playoff interception. 4th-round pick cornerback Joshua Williams, who's had a very rough rookie year, came up with another huge interception that started by a deflection by rookie safety Brian Cook. Rookie defensive end George Karlaftis also came up with a huge sack to add to the Big Macs being eaten all over Kansas City on Monday. Just an unbelievable defensive showing on one of the NFL's biggest stages.
We're inside 5 minutes. Dump it off. Pacheco. Pratt waiting for him. Pacheco breaks it. Pacheco to the 40.
Don't worry, I didn't forget about Isaiah Pacheco, whose fourth quarter angry run also came up big. The Chiefs' rookie class was unbelievable this season, and no matter what happens the rest of the way, these dudes were remarkable for the Chiefs this year. Most of the time in the NFL, you're lucky to have a couple of impactful rookies, and the Chiefs managed to find playmakers on multiple areas of their roster. Unbelievable work by general manager Brett Veach and his team as the Chiefs head to yet another Super Bowl.
Is it there? End zone. Caught! Travis Kelce with the touchdown on 4th and 1.
We didn't forget about the future Hall of Famer either. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, for that matter, both played through significant injuries in this game. Mahomes dealing with a high ankle sprain and Kelce popping up late in the week with back spasms, he was actually a legitimate game-time decision. The Chiefs stars gutted through it, though, and fought to make just enough plays to finally get over the hump against the Bengals. And one of the most important plays of the game was the first touchdown of the game when Andy Reid decided to go for it on 4th and 1. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce seemingly freestyled another playoff touchdown, and it's pretty hard to argue at this point that these guys are going to one day have statues outside of Arrowhead Stadium.
From 45 yards, all the way, it's good.
Harrison Butker also put together another nice outing, hitting all three of his field goal attempts, including the game winner. Butker struggled this season, but he's been lights out in the playoffs. This Chiefs special teams unit has gone through as many growing pains as any unit on the team, but they put it all together this postseason. Across the board, just an unreal coaching job by the Kansas City Chiefs to finally put the Bengals down. The Chiefs are headed to another Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Andy Reid Bowl, the Kelce Brothers Bowl. We certainly won't be short on storylines over the next 2 weeks. We know for a fact that the Chiefs will play one more game on Sunday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m. Arrowhead time. They will take the field in Arizona to try to win another Super Bowl against Andy Reid's former team in the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the Arrowhead Drive for Victory Monday, January 30th. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and review. Coming up later today, it's the Arrowhead Pride Editor's Show with some fresh marinated takeaways. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Steven Serta. We'll catch you later this week for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive. We'll be right back.